Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Our God
To the throne of grace and prayer before we get into the study. study of the word. And I just ask if you will bow your heads with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you and bring your word, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you just anoint me afresh, Heavenly Father, to be able to bring your word with clarity, with understanding, with anointing, and with your power. None of me, Father, but all of you. Touch the hearts and minds of those that will hear and those that will receive, Lord God. Allow your word, as you say in Scripture, Lord, to go forth and not return void, but to accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. We thank you, Lord, for your clarity and for understanding. We thank you, Lord, for your revelation knowledge, and we will be certain to give you, Father, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Well, we thank God for Pastor Jay being in the house as well. Hallelujah. And we, again, going to go ahead and just delve into this word tonight.
Thank
praise
God.
The Lord laid on my heart for us to go into a study to talk about foundational principles of God's kingdom. Foundational principles of God's kingdom. And we're going to discuss tonight. This message is going to be in more than one part as the Holy Spirit leads. And we're going tonight to discuss about kingdom characteristics, kingdom covenant, and kingdom benefits. Kingdom characteristics, kingdom covenant, and kingdom benefits as part of this series on the foundational principles and discussions about the kingdom of God. Recently, for the sake of scripture and text reference, we would like to reference Romans chapter 14, verse 17, which says, "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." Again, Romans 14, 17, "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and the joy in the Holy Ghost." Also, as a sub-reference, which is a very, very familiar scripture, Matthew 6, 33, which tells us, "Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Praise God. Recently, I shared with you messages on living a life that is spirit-led as opposed to being a life that is soul-led. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is leading us to a better understanding of why a spirit-led life is so important. A spirit-led life, of course, as we talked about, is a life in which you purpose to place the spirit of man, you purpose to place your spirit man in a place of priority above your soul or your soulless desire. And when we allow our spirit man to be led of the Holy Spirit of God, then we position ourselves for what is termed as kingdom living, living in God's kingdom. But before we can understand the concept of kingdom living, we must first understand the definition of kingdom. We hear phrases like kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. So I want to clarify and be able to, by prayer, give a greater understanding of exactly what is meant by God's kingdom. First the term kingdom. In the Greek, the term kingdom is basilia, B-A-S-I-L-I-L-E-I-A. B-A-S-I-L-E-I-A, basilia. Did you know that it's been documented that the word kingdom is used in the New Testament over 162 times? According to the late Dr. Miles Monroe, who was the foremost authority on the kingdom of God and kingdom principles, he stated that in its most basic term, any kingdom can be defined as this. A kingdom is the governing influence of a king, of its territory, impacting that territory with his will, meaning the will of the king, his purpose, and his intent, producing a culture and a moral standard for its citizens. He states that a kingdom is definitely a governmental system, but a kingdom is not a democracy, nor is it a republic. You may say, Pastor Constance, how is this relating to the kingdom of God? Let's keep listening. Let's delve into this just a little bit further. He says, in a kingdom, the king's word, it is the word of the king that is law. He does not share his power with other branches of government. His word is the sole and final authority. He is the law. He's the court. He's the judge. He's the cabinet. He's the head. Nobody votes him in and nobody votes him out, because in a kingdom, there are no votes. The king has sovereign rule over his territory. He rules over the people, the citizens who dwell within his territory, and he looks after and cares for them. He organizes them to function as a society. Every kingdom, whether it's an earthly kingdom or God's heavenly kingdom, share common characteristics. As we talk about kingdom principles, first, let's talk about kingdom characteristics. One of the first characteristics of a kingdom is that all kingdoms have a king. All kingdoms have a king, a lord, an owner, and a sovereign ruler that possesses absolute power. The Lord and the king are the same. Let's put this in biblical terms. 1 Timothy, verse 6, 13, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 13 through 15 says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Potentate is a person who possesses great power, a sovereign monarch or ruler. So that basic or point that I wanted to make here, that all kingdoms, including, hallelujah, the kingdom of God, have a king.
Amen.
And we know that Jesus Christ is not only just a king, but Jesus Christ is the king of kings, and he is Lord of lords.
Yes.
Characteristic number two. All kings have a territory or a domain. The king personally owns everything in his domain. In biblical terms, Psalms 24:1 states, the domain, the earth is the Lord, fullness thereof, and all the world, and they that dwell therein. That is the domain of our Lord and Almighty God. The earth belongs to him, the world, and all that dwell therein. Psalms 50:10-12 further clarifies God's domain. It says, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills, hallelujah, is mine. I know all the birds of the mountain, says the Lord, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness.
Mm-hmm.
Haggai 2:8 tells us that the silver, praise God, God says is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Matthew 6:10, and we've heard this prayer as we close out the Lord's Prayer to further clarify that the kingdom and the territory and the domain of this earth belongs to Almighty God.
Yes.
Matthew 6:10, we pray, your Lord, your kingdom come, and your will be done as on earth, hallelujah, as it's done in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All kings have a territory or a domain, and our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Heavenly Father owns it all, praise God.
Amen.
Owns it all. Characteristic number three. All kingdoms have a constitution, a covenant that the king makes with his own citizens. I'll repeat these characteristics again if you're trying to jot them down. Characteristic number one. All kings, all kingdoms, hallelujah, have a king. And that king has sovereign rule and possesses absolute power. Characteristic number two. All kings have a territory or a domain. And the king personally owns everything in his domain. Characteristic number three, all kingdoms have a constitution, a covenant that the king makes with his own citizens. Talk about what a covenant is. A covenant is an agreement between two people and involves promises on the part each to the other. The concept of covenant between God and his people is one of the central themes of the Bible. I want to touch on five major covenants that's outlined in the Bible. Again, we're building on the foundational principles of the kingdom of God. First, there was the Noahic covenant outlined in Genesis 9. that God made with Noah, where God would never destroy the world again by a universal flood. Within that covenant, God established the rainbow as a sign of his promise. Then we have the Abrahamic covenant, outlined in Genesis 12, that God made with Abraham, where God promised to bless Abraham's descendants and make them his own people. In return, Abraham was to remain faithful to God and to serve as a channel through which God's blessing would flow to the rest of the world. Noahic covenant, Abrahamic covenant. Then number three, we have the Mosaic covenant. Then there was the covenant that God made with Moses and the Israelites in the book of Exodus. We know this covenant as the Ten Commandments. However, the Ten Commandments were only the foundation of the covenant, and it was not in its entirety. For in Exodus 20:21, Scripture teaches that Moses himself drew near to the Lord to receive the rest of the covenant. And after Moses shared the words of God to all the people, they agreed to obey. Moses then wrote the conditions of the covenant down, offered sacrifices to God, and then both sprinkled the covenant book and the people with blood to seal the covenant. Oftentimes in the Old Testament, God used blood as a symbolic expression of his seal and his promise to his people. Exodus 24:8. The covenant between God and the people of Israel was temporary. God promised a day when he would make a new covenant, not only with Israel, but with all mankind. Mm-hmm. Behold, says the scripture, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant mm-hmm. with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, mm-hmm. not according to the covenant that I made with the father, with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Mm-hmm. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds. Follow the scripture. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This new covenant speaks of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord would solve the problem of the corrupt heart by writing his laws on the hearts of his people by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
The laws would move from being an external mm-hmm. expression to being an internal reality.
Amen.
Ezekiel 11:19. The provision of the new covenant was instituted through the blood of Jesus Christ. Luke 22:30. In the new covenant, every individual would truly know this new covenant instituted through the blood of Jesus Christ, every individual would truly know the Lord and know our God through a direct personal relationship. We don't have to have, praise God, a mediator of a priest or a prophet or someone to speak on our behalf. Why? Because Jesus Christ is now our mediator. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we have the Davidic covenant, covenant number 4, another covenant that was between God and King David, in which David and his descendants were established as the royal heirs to the throne of the nation of Israel.
Amen.
You could read more about that in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 13. This covenant agreement reached its fulfillment when Jesus, who was a descendant of the line of David, was born in Bethlehem. The Gospel of Matthew starts off by showing Christ was the son of David. All of this, I hope you can see by my sharing of this information, how one covenant relationship connected to the other, which ultimately ended, or actually was a beginning, the ending of the law, but the beginning of the new covenant, was the covenant of Jesus Christ. So, after God's Davidic covenant, then we have the covenant of Jesus Christ, which is the fifth major biblical covenant. As I was studying this, I found it very interesting. Not only did I find it interesting, but I found great revelation in knowing that the fifth major biblical covenant was the covenant of Jesus Christ, because the number 5 represents God's dispensation of grace.
Amen.
And the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ ushered in the new covenant under which we are justified by what? God's grace and his mercy.
Amen.
It is now possible to have true forgiveness of our sins under the new covenant of Jesus Christ, because Jesus himself is the mediator of this better covenant between God and man. Jesus' sacrificial death serves as the oath are the pledge which God made to us to seal his new covenant. Remember, I told you that in the Old Testament, there was a sacrifice or blood that was shed, meaning they sacrificed animals. They sacrificed sometimes animals and placed them on altars to be able to seal as an offering and to seal the covenant between God and his people. Well, praise God, when Jesus Christ gave his life, there too was the shedding, the ultimate shedding of blood.
Amen.
Praise God, there was no longer need, hallelujah, for us to be able to go out and to find a dove or to find a lamb and kill that animal to be able to bring forth the blood. But Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shed the ultimate blood
yes.
for our sins. Hallelujah. And because this new covenant,
mm-hmm.
God writes his law not on tablets,
mm-hmm.
but on the human heart. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
The last characteristic of the kingdom that I want to discuss tonight is that all kingdoms have citizens. Are you a citizen of the kingdom of God tonight? All kingdoms have citizens. And citizenship entitles certain rights,
mm-hmm.
and responsibility.
Amen.
That it bestows specific rights and privileges on those that are citizens of a particular domain. Because most, if not all of us on this call were born into a democracy or a republic, sometimes we find it hard to wrap our minds around the concept of living as a kingdom citizen. But Romans 18 and 17 confirms your citizenship. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you, at the time of the transformation that took place, at the time that you gave your life to Christ, when the Word of God tells us that, behold, all things became new, praise God. Romans 8 and 17 tells us that your citizenship,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, was established. And it says, and if children,
mm-hmm.
then you are an heir, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Child of God, you are
Amen.
A citizen.
Yes.
An heir of God.
Amen.
A joint heir of Jesus Christ. A citizen in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Galatians 4 and 6 tells us that because you are his sons and his daughters, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit who calls us Abba Father. We have a heavenly father. Praise God. Almighty God.
Amen.
Abba Father. Daddy God. Praise God. That we can go to, that we have a relationship with,
yes,
because
yes.
we are heirs of God. Yes, Lord, and joint heirs with our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And with heirs, with being heirs,
mm-hmm.
there comes benefit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. With being an heir, there comes benefit. Praise God. Psalms 103, verse 2 says to bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? Forget not all his benefits.
Amen.
Praise God. You have benefits from being a kingdom citizen. You have benefits of being a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
John 11, 25 through 26 also speaks to the benefit, one of the greatest benefits of being a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
He who believes in me, do you, are you a believer in Jesus Christ? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, this is one of the greatest benefits that 1 tells us of another benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It says, therefore, having been justified by faith,
my God,
we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. We're talking about the benefit of being a kingdom citizen. So I just wanted to take the time tonight to share with you,
mm-hmm,
again some of the foundational principles of God's kingdom. Kingdom characteristics,
mm-hmm,
kingdom covenant, and kingdom benefits. As we continue to pursue on this topic, we're going to talk about God's kingdom even more so that we will be able to have a greater,
mm-hmm,
understanding. The Word of God tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
But it also tells us it's God's will that none should perish.
Yes.
That none should perish, and that all should come into the knowledge of the glory of and the glory of God.
Amen.
So therefore, we're going to continue to study as the Holy Spirit continues to unfold about God's kingdom, because the Word of God also tells us that as children of God, though we are in this world, praise God, we are not of this world. Sometimes we have to be mindful to know that everything that meets the eye is not as it seems. Everything that you look and that you see and that meets the eye may not always be as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of a story, and I want to share this with you. And in this story, there were two men. There was one man, and he was very arrogant. And there was another man, and he was one that was quite quiet,
mm-hmm,
and he was humble. Both of these men, they had dogs. And as they went out to walk their dogs, the arrogant man had this dog who was, the dog really was just as arrogant as the man was. He walked along very boldly. You know, have you seen these type of dogs? Some of them look like they even walk with an attitude. Well, the man that was humble, he had this dog that looked very kind of scruffy, and he was just kind of pitiful looking and yellowish and even in color.
Mm-hmm.
That yellow even in color kind of signifies somewhat of a cowardly type of personality that this dog had. He was sometimes people would look at him and think to themselves, that dog, he probably is one that would kind of just cower down. Well, the arrogant man met the man as they were coming along the path with his dog. He met the man with the cowardly looking dog.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I said things are not always. What you see is not always what you get. So the arrogant man said, you know what? He said, I bet my dog could beat your dog. And the man told him, he said, you know, I don't really want to fight. And neither does my dog. He doesn't want to fight your dog. And so the man again, he said, I just know, this is the arrogant man speaking, that my dog can beat your dog. The humble man again told him, he said, you know what, sir? My dog really doesn't want to fight. And the third time, the arrogant man, he let the dog go and told him to stick the other dog. And so sure enough,
mm-hmm,
the arrogant man and his arrogant dog jumped on the other dog and he began to fight. house, and he couldn't believe his eyes. He was like, how could your dog beat my dog? And the humble man spoke, and he said, well, my dog was actually an alligator before I painted him yellow and cut off his tail. So I say this to say, everything that appears to be is not always what is. How does that tie into what we're talking about kingdom principles? There is more, my beloved, that meets the eye. There is more that we need to learn about God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God as we delve deeper into his word. I just believe that God is going to open our spiritual eyes to be able to truly see what are the secret things that God wants to share with his people in these days about his kingdom. We've got to know as kingdom citizens how to operate within the kingdom of God as we are here in the earth. Again, knowing though we are in this world, hallelujah, we are not of the world. And therefore, we must know how to operate in this world system and yet take hold of the privileges of kingdom living.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Pastor Jay. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. Foundational principles of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We give God the glory and honor for Pastor Thompson for that word, a powerful word of God. Foundational principle of God's kingdom. Praise God. What a joy, what a blessing to know who your true identity is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Your true identity in Christ is true. Your benefit, amen. So your citizenship in Christ Jesus. You know what they're all about. So no benefits. Don't give up your benefits. God got a lot more benefits for you, a lot more promises in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. You talk about God's promises and God's benefits, amen. God's blessings. You have a child of the Most High God, amen. You're a child of the Most High God, amen. You're an heir of the kingdom, praise God.
Amen.
You're born again, know Jesus Christ, the Lord, and Savior. You're heir of the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
You are a son of God. You are a daughter of the Most High God. So you know who you are, your true identity in Christ, like your true foundation in the kingdom of God. So you walk by faith and not by sight, amen. So know who the true identity is in the Lord. She gave a great word on that, amen. Kingdom characteristic, praise God, amen. She talked about that. You talked about as well of all kingdom territory and domain, praise God. And she identified some of those characteristics there. Talked about the covenant, five major covenant, praise God, in the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, talk about the covenant, amen. Abraham covenant, amen.
Amen.
Talk about Mosaic covenant,
mm-hmm.
The first one.
Mosaic, Abrahamic.
The first one.
Abrahamic.
Noah. Correct covenant, God. Amen. Abraham covenant, praise God. Amen. Mosaic covenant.
Yes.
Moses, Davidic covenant,
mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes.
You know, one more.
And the covenant of Jesus Christ.
The covenant
Christ.
Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How powerful words. Then you get some details. Talking about citizenship. Talking about your right as a citizen of God. This is a great right as a citizen of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great benefit, praise God. And you can make it some benefit for your job. But God benefits you last from eternity to eternity.
Yes,
His benefits don't give out.
Praise
amen.
God.
It's a gift of God. It's a grace of God. Amen. A lot more benefits. You can't outgive God. God got great benefits for his people. Amen.
Amen.
For his people. I thank God to be a child of the Most High God. God got so much you want to give to your people. Praise God. And another thing is to that part there, you are royalty.
Yes.
You are a chosen generation.
Yes.
You are a royal priesthood. Praise God. Of a holy nation.
Amen.
And peculiar people.
Uh
show forth the praise of Him.
Getting into my next tip.
Who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen.
Amen.
Children of the Most High God, we should act like it. We should walk like it. We should carry ourselves in a manner of live a holy, righteous life before Christ. Amen.
Yes.
You should identify who you are in Christ Jesus. Jesus said that it was how they would know Him as disciples because of the love you have for one another. You should have a love of God in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
To love your enemies, to love your neighbors, to love one another. In the house of God, you should, in the people of God. That love should be, your heart should be bubbled up with the love of God. Amen. Inside out.
Amen.
But John said was a great benefit of the word of God. Amen. That was great foundational truth to know who you are in Christ, to know your benefit, know your citizenship in the faith of God, and so much more to go. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. We're talking about the foundational principles of God's kingdom.
Amen. That was good.
We're going to go ahead, praise the Lord, and give our listening audience the opportunity, if you'd like to chime in and make a comment on this word tonight, if you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, this is your opportunity. Simply go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will turn the mic over to you and dispatch you into the studio, praise the Lord. Tonight we're talking about, again, God's kingdom and kingdom principles. We will be following up as well, by the grace of God, next week with continuing to talk about the series on the kingdom of God. Because it is something that we need to have more clarity and more understanding, and we're going to trust the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to provide that clarity and to provide that knowledge. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight that would like to share on this word? Praise the Lord. King, God's kingdom. Are you a citizen of the kingdom of God tonight? Well, praise God. We would like to, if you are not, hallelujah, a citizen of God's kingdom, if this word and it resonated with you and you want to be able to become a citizen of the kingdom of God, there's a simple process, and it's called salvation through Jesus Christ. And Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you confess with your mouth on the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So just with a simple prayer of saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I confess your name, Father God. I confess you, Lord Jesus, as
Amen.
Lord and Savior of my life.
Amen.
And I believe that my Heavenly Father, Almighty God, raised you from the dead. If you've made that simple confession, if you made that simple declaration, then we welcome you, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
You are now a citizen, hallelujah, of God's kingdom, an heir of God, and a joint heir, praise the Lord, with Jesus Christ.
You got the benefits, amen.
Yes, Lord, and you can take part as well and the privileges and the benefits that
Amen.
We discussed.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Well, we thank you for tuning in tonight.
Amen.
We ask that you, by the grace of God, just go forth, have an awesomely blessed week, bask in the knowledge of knowing that you are a citizen of God's kingdom and a child of the Most High God. Go forth and be blessed. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. We love you. Have an awesome week.
Chosen generation. over me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I work in miracles. I live a life of favor.
I'm mad. every day. Glory now coming.